In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Every Saturday that is resurrectional in the Vespers, not only does the mode of the week change, but also the text of the hymns changes. And so there's an eight-week rotation, and this is called the plagal of the second mode. And a very wonderful hymn here says, that we said earlier, before the entrance, "Where shall we sinners fly from you, O Lord, who are everywhere in creation? Into heaven, your abode is there. Into hell, you have trampled upon death. Into the uttermost parts of the sea, your hand reaches there, O Master. We run to you and falling before you, we pray, who rose from the dead, have mercy on us." It's full of great golden nuggets. Where shall we sinners fly from you? And that's a poetic way of expressing understanding that being in the presence of God is very intimidating. It's not that we should run away from God, because this is the whole point of our whole life, is to be close to God. But in the way that St. Peter says, after Christ works the miracle with the disciples, after they had gone fishing all night, catching nothing, and then they caught fish and the boat was not able to hold all of it. Peter's recognizing the holiness of the Master says, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." And this hymn expresses that there really is no escape from the Lord. You know, heaven, sometimes hell has been described as the absence of God. And those who are tormented with the enmity towards God would like God to be absent, but the very same God that is nourishing and healing and forgiving and loving and refreshing to those who want God in their life is the same God in whose presence those who do not want God experience this punishment. And all of us know that we are deserving of punishment. But when we know that we can pray to God and that He can complete our journey towards Him, it's only with God that we have any perfection at all. Perfection is not ours. When Christ says, be perfect as your Father is perfect, He means that we need to unite to Him. Doesn't mean that you and I have the power to be perfect. But we do need God in our life. And we have time to repent, and we have time to grow in love for God. As long as we're on our way, He does complete the path. He also can reach anywhere. His reach is boundless. This also, we say, this is not a hymn that's widely heard. In fact, it's something that the celebrant says, covering the gifts and then uncovering them after the great entrance. Boundless One, you are in the tomb bodily, in Hades with the soul as God. So already this reminds us of what I said last week regarding that we are body and soul, and that at death the two separate, but doesn't mean that the body is non-existent. You are in the tomb bodily, in Hades with the soul as God, in paradise with the thief, And on the throne, O Christ, with the Father and the Spirit filling all things. This is really beautiful and helps us to know that He is the first, as St. Basil says, the first in everything. Everywhere He's been and everywhere we've been, He knows. But He also shows us that He is showing us that we're going towards the resurrection. And while in the hymns we say that there's no escape from this, we also know that we can experience God's presence as joy because He purifies us. He loves us. So may we stay encouraged. May He help us to stay on the path to Him and always partake of the beautiful life in Christ and know that He understands where we are, wherever we are, because He has gone to be the first in everything. In the book of Isaiah, we are taught that God Himself bears our infirmities. So in all kinds of sickness and suffering, God was there first. And He shows us that we're on our way to life. May He always purify us. May He give us endurance. And help us to receive Him with joy in all of those places where we may be. And know that He can reach us and rescue us from the depths. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.